My sense is that sometimes, as we think about our lives, we overcomplicate things. We try to overthink things, and that leads only to frustration because we can't figure it all out. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We live in our little part of the world, at our fleeting moment in time, busying ourselves with this and that. But what's it all about? What's my meaning? What's my purpose? Am I living the life I should be living? Sometimes it's like being lost in a vast wilderness. You can see for the mile or so around you, but not the beginning and the end. And it's this very lostness that God speaks into here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 9 to 13. What gain has the worker from his toil? I've seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. Isn't that a great picture? God's placed a sense of eternity in our hearts, but we can't find the beginning from the end. He's plonked us right in the middle of it, and his counsel to us? Let him take care of it. He's made everything beautiful for its time. So just be joyful and do good as long as you live. Eat, drink, and take pleasure in your hard work, because that's God's gift to you. Don't try and figure it all out. Keep it simple. That's his word, fresh for you today. And that's why I do what I do. I know that his word is the power to transform our lives, your life. So I'd love to share more of God's word with you. Let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at christianityworks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at christianityworks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.